Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes agape.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello, welcome in, listeners, out. Great radio stations like 96.5 WCMF, Rochester's Classic Rock.
Hey, hey!
Also, our friends at 97.9 CPR Rocks in Biloxi, Mississippi. And how can we forget the big old KVOP 1090 in Plainview, Texas? Our question today is, we're talking about 15 minutes of fame. We've got much more stories to bring to you. Why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame? Good or bad? 844-999-OLA.
A couple comments. Here says my buddy Jake. He got a bit of notoriety for throwing coffee on Alex Jones when Alex Jones was in town.
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
I think
it was
he's
downtown.
In a band.
I remember the incident happening, and I'm obviously not a fan of Alex Jones, but I'm like, yeah, all right.
Do you realize, like, I know we live here in Seattle and everything, but do you realize what a Seattle crime that is?
Coffee.
I mean, right? we're not thinking this all the way through.
Anywhere else you'd have been shot, but exactly. Like Seattle, like,
oh my God, coffee to the face.
And here's my question, and maybe only Alex Jones would know this. Was it coffee or was it like a macchiato?
It could have
Was
been.
It like, you know, a double soy pump with blah, blah, blah?
Frappuccino.
Someone else says, my uncle, he was the first to go on trial and be found guilty on the new genealogy technology, basically where they build your family tree from distant relatives and realize, hey, you were at the scene of the crime.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations to him. I like this. My girlfriend's cousin was busted for counterfeiting $1 bills. Backwards facing Washington. All right, listen.
Backwards facing Washington?
Here's my thing. If you have the ability to counterfeit American currency, okay? And it's one of the toughest to counterfeit in the world because it carries so much weight around the world, okay? And they do these different things. Why? If I had the ability, and FBI, if you're listening, I'm just being honest. I don't have the ability, but if I did, I'm doing 20s and 100s. I'm just not doing $1 bills. I want to have a bill big enough that if someone says, hey, can I borrow a dollar? I don't have that. It's got to be 20s.
Here's the strangest
Why?
Thing. Here is the strangest
but understand
thing.
Something. Because when the FBI gets to you, whether you're counterfeiting $1 bills, if you're counterfeiting pennies, or if you're counterfeiting $100 bills, your time in jail is the same. So it's like, if I'm going to get busted for grand theft auto, I'm going to steal your Maserati, not your AMC Pacer. It's just, if you're going to do the crime, would you take the counterfeit $1 bills? If I own a strip club, maybe.
No, right? I think sometimes, like, I don't know about the bills, but I will say with the car, it's just a matter of what you can steal.
Okay. But what about the bills? All right, so Ted, you came back with
a
Pacer.
I would make $100 fake bills if I was going to do it so I could get a lot of change.
I would do 20s because fewer people. I feel like this. Anytime I've spent a $100 bill, and I don't counterfeit, right? But anytime I've used a $100 bill, trying to get the change for obvious reasons, they hold it up to the light. They do all the markings. I don't know what they're looking for. I don't know what the telltale signs are. But I know they're going to do it with $100. With the 20, everybody spends 20. Mm-hmm. They don't really take the time to do it.
There's a whole episode of Atlanta where he has a $100 bill and nobody will take it.
That's right.
Because he's poor or he's broke. So everybody just thinks he's faking.
Where do you see a $100 bill almost once a year if you do the trip?
Vegas.
Yeah, that's it. You go to an ATM, you get a $100 bill. I mean, like, and you go like, oh, wow, they take these.
Well, it's not even that. It's not
without any heat.
Every bill they give you is a $100 right. bill.
Then I have one friend that carries them.
Well, $100 bills?
Yeah, I'm always like, where are you going to spend that?
But they're never
especially,
happy.
Especially now. I mean, as far as just cash in general, a lot of places are not taking cash. Mm-hmm. So the idea of exchanging currency, that might, look, that might be one of those things that as far as things begin to reopen and everything, we might see the end of paper money or change as we know it.
I hope not.
And I read an entire article about that. It's a fact that, look, one of the things, whether it's vendors at a baseball game, whether it's, you know, there's got to be different technology. There's got to be a different way to do it because the more you exchange money, the more you exchange hands with things, especially with cash.
But I think that's more national. Look, if you go to your local bodega, because here's the truth. Here's the truth.
Money's never going to go out of fashion.
But when you pay with a credit card, they don't get all the money because they have to pay the credit card company, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. When you give them cash, cash is cash, right? That's one. Oh, yeah. Two, as long as weed is not federally recognized, like, cash, they won't take your credit card.
No, I know. Right? I mean, you have to have cash
and
to get
strippers.
Weed.
Right. So the things that are important to me, naked women, beer, and weed, I'm down. I'll buy strippers. My food with a credit card.
I'm just saying, what do I got to ring a little bell or something every time, and then finally she comes around to collect the tab? I'd be hitting the bell way too often.
But think about where you swipe your card.
She put that. You know where the square
you know
is.
You know what I mean. Why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame, 844-999?
Oh, now you like the idea.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you're talking about a business pivot. Shout
where's
out
your square?
Oh, look out.
Oh, hey now.
All right. Turns out I'm going to have to punch in my PIN.
Debit?
All right. Debit every time. So this doesn't even have a debit option.
Oh, damn it.
Can I get cash back?
Hang on. Hello. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, naked ladies.
Hola.
So, Ken, was it you or someone you know?
The more you know knowledge, you don't get investigated by the FBI for counterfeit money. You get investigated by the Secret Service.
I knew that. I almost said it, but I was like, I don't want to be that guy.
Hey, Secret Service, investigate. I've got nothing going on. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that. In fact, if you can find cash anywhere in my house, let me know.
So all three of us kids have had our moment of fame. So my sister, my brother, and I. My sister won a trip to Aruba on Let's Make a Deal with Wayne Brady.
All right. That's awesome.
My brother won one of 100 awards throughout the country for being way too stupidly smart and got a trip to Washington, D.C. and got to shake Ronald Reagan's hand and had a whole ceremony on the...
But think about this. Smart people get stuck going to a domestic place that you can do any time. Dumb people that... What was your sister dressed up like?
It was some character out of a kid's book that her son was. And the fun thing about that was she flew all the way from Denver to L.A. in costume.
Okay, again, let me explain this to the kids that are listening. You can be really smart. Be super smart, man. Be diligent. Do your academics.
And succeed at it to the point where you get a free trip.
And you win a trip to Washington, D.C., which honestly is an asshole, right? Other than the federal stuff. There's amazing stuff, but then it's a ghetto, all right? Or then, you can dress up in a costume on a plane and go to the frickin' tropics.
And then me, about age 10, along with that trip to D.C., we got to go see our state senator, and I had a picture of me lounging in his leather seat. And then years and years later, it became very cool. And the fact that, that was Larry Craig, and he got busted later for sex in the airport bathroom.
Yeah, and you know what? The funny thing about it is, like, okay, yes, if you are someone who knows politics, and you know that Larry Craig was a senator from, I believe, Wyoming, maybe, was it?
I don't know.
Okay. But you wouldn't... Unless you live in that state, very rarely do you know all your state senators.
Sure,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
I can't tell you the two state senators right now from Arkansas, Colorado, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I do know who Larry Craig is based on the Stoll tap.
Right, that's the thing. Yeah. And what's stupid, this is the stupidest thing. So Larry Craig, he went through it, man. He did the Stoll tap thing. He likes men. It's no big deal. It was a big deal to him based on legislation and all the crap that
he
spewed
voted
out of his mouth. But that said, it's like Rob Blagojevich or it's Larry Craig, like, where if I met them now, I'd be interested to talk to them. If you walked up and said, I'm a state senator, I don't know, from Montana, like, good effing for you. I don't give a rat's ass. You say you're Larry Craig, like, oh,
you're the guy.
Larry.
You're the guy.
I don't even have to
don't
like
you think about it every time you're in the bathroom at the airport,
especially in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Yeah.
I don't even go to their airport because of that.
I mean, but think about it.
That's the reason.
If you're a dude and you're old enough to remember this, if you walk into an airport bathroom, if you're taking a dump anyway, you're in the stall, Larry Craig goes through your mind. And look, maybe that's not the way you want to be remembered, but no one's bitter toward him now. It's just, it is what it is. You're kind of the punchline of a joke. Like, I knew a state senator. Again, I will not say the state. He did not do anything publicly controversial, but that's the thing I knew about this guy. He was a big-time weed smoker. In fact, we bonded many times over weed. And he left the state of Maryland, moved to a different state where he was from originally. I don't want to say the business he got into would be a giveaway, but that was his dream to start a business in this particular industry. He accomplished that. About 4 years later, he gets elected. He was always politically active, but he got elected to his state senate, right? So he is in a limo. He is on his way to Washington, D.C. He's about 10 years older than me, but he stops by my apartment. I am still basically like couch surfing, sleeping on the floor, whatever. This dude's now state senator, but we sit in his limo, and we're hotboxing his limo. And I'm like, but, man, your voting record is like anti-weed. It's not that you voted against it. It's that you openly speak out against it. And he said, look, be political suicide. It's like, I want to get reelected. And here's the thing. He's like, I've done press conferences. Hi. They don't know. He's like, politics is different than reality. Politics is about getting reelected and whoever we can fool into believing whatever garbage we need, right, to promote our own career. But he's like, you know I love weed.
Here is the inherent truth about politics, and a lot of people forget this. But you go and you vote for someone, they speak for the area and the state that you represent. Look, I mean, if I'm a senator in California and they want to make it illegal to eat meat, okay? All right? Well, I love meat, all right? But if everybody in the state that I'm in says, you know what? We're going to ban meat. That's what we want. Even though I think that's ridiculous, it is my job to express the will of the people that voted for
me. Well, that's your job to the letter. But also, you're also eating, we're eating like tartar all the time at your house.
Exactly.
Because don't always have to subscribe to the same rules. Right. But certainly.
Yeah, exactly.
But it just blew my mind. I'm like, man, but you're always verbal. And he's like, I gotta go to D.C.
Why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame? 844-999-OLA.
Luckily, to his credit, he never got 15 minutes of fame. And I only say that, Miles, you had said this. You grow up with certain people, and you know certain things, not just childhood you can forgive, because everyone's an idiot when they're a kid.
Sure.
Well, once you hit your 20s, right, that's about where you start getting held accountable as far as what people dig back now. You know, you said this on Twitter 30 years ago, right? Whatever it is. And you said he's a state trooper. And it's just the fact that this particular guy that happens to be a state trooper also was probably involved in more illegal activity as an adult, not as a kid, than anyone you know. Not that they are now, but they might be. And you know them well enough to know the guy's still up to no good.
All I know is this. If something were to happen to the head of the State Trooper Association of the state, it's either my old friend or another guy that I knew who's also from totally different worlds, they've been doing the same job for 20-some years.
Yeah.
I mean, the state's not that big. I mean, they're like the top dog. Like, I'm pretty sure I could do just about anything I wanted. And as long as the state trooper was involved, I could make a call or find him on Twitter or something like that, send him a DM.
Hey, remember Diane?
Dude,
let him out.
Exactly. Come on, please, man. If not, we'll talk about Jacksonville. Why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame? You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Why does someone you know have 15 minutes of fame? 844-999-HOLA.
Oh, what am I looking for? Here, there's a comment comes in. This dummy from junior high left his car running while he ran into 7-Eleven for coffee. Left his kid in the car seat. The car was stolen.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you get your 15 minutes there. That is for sure.
That's not good.
Hello. Well, it depends on the kid. Hello, yeah. Holden. Welcome to the men's room.
I apologize. Completely forward. Uh-oh. Hola, liquor and whores.
Hola.
It's so nice to speak with you. First of all, give Mike Hawk a little bit more credit. He's pretty awesome.
No, he's really not.
No, you know, he's a terrible.
He's
human
in
being.
His underwear right now, and it's not even men's underwear. So, I mean, there's things you don't even know. And if he would just take laundry clamps off of his nipples, I would be much more comfortable.
Until he gets his 15 minutes.
Okay, so do you want to hear about my 15 seconds of fame?
Oh, man. Yeah. You know what? Hang Hold on for 1 minute.
Now that I have
I'm not sure. Do you guys.
His name's Holden, but it's only 15 seconds.
Right, not 15.
So. If he's honest, it'll be brief.
I don't think he will be.
You want to hear it, Ted?
Yeah, you know what? I want to hear it, but I'm not confident.
You know what, though?
Okay, with a cynical ear, you're willing to listen.
But the reason we do these questions is to hear from other people to find out how they achieved their 15 minutes of fame.
Ted, you know, this is the moment like you were just describing during the break where if you have a fake ID and they say pull it out of your wallet, don't give it to them because you're going to keep it.
Yeah.
Like, we asked the question. So, you know, you're cool to just get, but if you're going to ask us additionally, if we actually want to get
after
an answer.
After you called.
Right.
Tell us.
But so, you know what? I say, I'm in.
All right. Well, okay. You like apologize when he started. That's why I'm nervous.
You know, but I appreciate that.
All right.
It says he's a sensitive guy and he cares. Mm-hmm. All right, Holden, we've discussed it. Please go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell a story.
I took the stage at the Ballard Firehouse, which is not there anymore. But I took the stage the day after John Lee Hooker, and I was 19.
But the day after?
Thrill knows what I'm...
So the day after.
Did you lick the floor? Did you touch it?
But wait, this is the day after.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
John Lee Hooker. I mean...
But I had my own band.
Oh, all right. Did you guys get booed off the stage?
We did not because I was 19.
So that was the claim to fame. You played a room that John Lee Hooker played the night before. That's the claim to fame.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it is. I mean,
I've been on stages.
So I made a CD with my band, and I played at.
Hold on for 1 minute.
Hang on.
You sure you made the right call?
No, I can't guarantee I made the right call. Maybe this is a setup for something more. Because, Miles, I saw you play, flag football at CenturyLink Field, where I also saw Russell Wilson play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did not think of you. Even though you were down there with, like, Kenny Mayne, Duff McKagan, I still...
Mike McCready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was there.
Didn't we have a Holden fall asleep?
I believe this is the Holden, yeah.
This is the same one?
Is he trying to pay us back?
Hang on, wait a minute. Hey, Holden, are you the same Holden that fell asleep on hold that one time?
Well, yeah, the snooze story.
Yeah, now see, that is your claim to fame on this show.
That's much better.
You are on brand, sir.
In fact, a comment came in and said, Holden.
I want Uli's sausage so much, and I understand.
What?
Uli's sausage, the men's room.
Hey, Holden, I got to ask you. Are you on a prescription drug, or are you real, real high? Because you got to tell everybody
this sounds prescription.
What the marijuana is that you're buying, the strain specifically, so they can go get some. What is it?
It's actually, I'm not on anything.
Oh, okay.
Oh, come
except
on.
For
oh,
yeah, a come few on. Beers and a few cigarettes.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It's the beer.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
Why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame? 844-999-OLA. This would have been like a 12-4 hockey match. You know what I mean? All kinds of goals. Action packed.
You'd feel bad for continuing to score. Right. Like, I don't know what it is.
I know.
He's just not looking. Yeah. I haven't said, hey, goalie, I am coming.
Pick your head up.
I just was waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, did John Lee Hooker die at the place?
Or did he
I've been to a lot of places famous people have been, and I never felt better because they've been, like, said, if we go to, like, a fancy steakhouse, and I have pictures of all the people, like, I don't say, I've been to a place that Robert De Niro's been. It doesn't matter. Now, if Robert De Niro at the time, and I spilled a glass of wine on his lap, mm-hmm. and we had words where he clearly called me an MF-er and all that, I'd be like, that's kind of cool.
Sure.
That's pretty cool, man. But, yeah, I mean, I've been places. Every time you go to a big sporting event, like, ooh, Michael Jordan played here.
Well, here's
but
the
But again, I don't feel like I need to call my friends to tell them, because they would say, you're at an arena.
In all fairness, what's his name again?
It's Holden.
Holden was on hold at one point in time and fell asleep listening to the show.
This is true.
It's all in logs.
And that was paybacks for that. So now we're asleep.
But here's the thing. His name is Holden.
Holden.
And he was like, every time we checked in, this is for 2.5 hours, you could hear him audibly snoring.
Why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame? 844-999-OLA. Hey, Mike, real quick. What was he going to say? Do you know? Oh, hold on, Mike's there.
He can't hear you.
What story was Holden going to tell us? Did John Lee Hooker?
He told me he was in a band.
Right, and then what happened in the band?
Well, that was his claim to fame, is that he was in a band, and it was apparently he had to leave state because people wouldn't quit bugging him about the fact that he was in the band.
Ted's in a band. I'm in a band, right?
So, yeah. This is about people's 15 minutes of fame. So he was in a band.
People were mad or bothered with him that he was in a band, or they loved him because he was in a band?
I think they loved him because he was in a band. I don't know, to be honest with you. We were a little short on calls at the time.
Gotcha. No problem. I'm just
there
trying to figure
go,
out.
Mike.
I was, you
there
know,
we
like,
go.
But I'm trying to
punch him through. The hell with
yeah,
that.
Right.
That's John Lee Hooker played a place, and then the next day you played a place, and then the story ended. And like to
I'm
going to
Google what happened to John Lee Hooker in Seattle.
See, that's not really a story. I mean, it's just not, man.
Let me see here. Why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame? 844-999-OLA.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James,
welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
What's happening there, James?
Not too much.
Okay. Was it you or someone you know?
I was a friend of mine in high school.
His name was Holden, and he was in a band.
Yeah.
They were phenomenal.
No, it was not.
No, what happened?
So I grew up in Middle Tennessee, fairly close to one of the TVA power plants.
All right.
And so everybody that knows anything about fishing knows that fish prefer cold water. So where the water goes into the power plant is always colder than where it comes out.
Because it's deeper.
But you're not supposed to fish there.
Yeah.
So the big catfish are always in the river on the cold side. So a friend of mine and a couple of his friends went down one night and were snagging for catfish because the big ones don't bite. And he snagged onto something and thought he actually got a rock on the bottom because it was not moving. And an hour and a half later, he pulled up a 110-pound catfish.
Jesus!
Ooh. Did he noodle it?
No.
Okay.
One of the guys
that was on the bank actually had to stick his hand in his mouth to drag it up.
Well, how big is a 110-pound catfish?
It was about 6.5 feet long.
Damn.
Okay. All right.
How big can they get? Is it one of those things like a lobster that just keeps getting bigger until it dies?
Well, yeah, technically.
That is correct.
Right. Okay. All right.
Hey, do yourself a favor, man, since you're hip to the TVA knowledge there. Check out the photographs of what happened today in Michigan. Because it's like as far as a land-based lock dam or whatever, which the TVA has a whole lot of, just look and see what happened. Because all those catfish you're talking about, they're about 30 miles downstream right now. That whole thing blew. Two of them.
Good news is it's Michigan.
So basically,
so they'll be fine.
And you'll know exactly what I'm saying. Think about where you grew up. Think about that dam. Think about everything below it gone. And that's just
the power plant there in Tennessee was actually on the side of the river. So the river flowed.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had an intake pipe that actually pulled water in, which was part of the reason that you weren't allowed to fish there.
Because you could get sucked in there.
The pipes turned on. If you fell in the water, you weren't coming back out.
No, you're going to be shot out the other side in pieces.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you were lucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you were lucky. That's the best case scenario.
Yeah, you're going to be fish food.
We can define your pieces.
I also feel remiss that I don't mention fried catfish is so damn good.
It really is.
I wonder if it's any good, though, when it's 100 pounds.
I'm in.
Yeah.
It's 100
pounds. I'm looking at one right now.
100-pound catfish.
110-pound catfish.
You can't
catfish.
Really eat them when they're that big because they're bottom feeders, so they're just filled with mercury.
So am I, baby.
Yeah.
You get mercury.
Well, you
mercury.
Know what? I used to drive a mercury. I'll be fine.
That's right. Oh, I put it in the air fryer.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. Can we put 110-pound catfish in your air fryer?
In stages. And look, but I will say this. You know, we say, like, you can't eat this. Man's full of mercury. When we lived in Baltimore, Maryland, this is not an exaggeration. They called the world famous Inner Harbor, and it is actually a very wonderful waterfront, the tourist trap, et cetera, et cetera. And they had stuff like paddle boats and all this crap you could take out there. But there were signs posted everywhere, including on the paddle boat itself, like, man, if you even dip your hand in the water, like kids like to splash. Mm-hmm. If you even do that, when you get back, they took you to a different place to decontaminate you because, like any old industrial town, they used to dump chromium, mercury, all this crap into the water. And it's just there, right? So, but at the same time, in spite of the fact you can't, let me give you some perspective. My friend, she didn't quite run Red Bull, but ran a division of Red Bull. And Red Bull every year did that Fluvog thing where people make their
they
own
They build
crafts.
Their own thing. They fly it into the they air off a ramp, and then they go
and
in
they
the
land
water.
In the water. Now, the people that get involved in Fluvog, the actual stunt guys, stunt women, whatever it is, they don't do this to not get their vehicle back. So Red Bull would not tell them they weren't getting their vehicle back. But because they were going to the Baltimore Harbor, which again is water made of chemicals, when they landed in the water, they were pulled out, they're decontaminated, and they made them get rid of. They got rid of the vehicles because they're that bad. This is a known fact. And then someone would take a basket, drop it in that same harbor, pull out a bushel of crabs, we'd steam those bitches up and eat them. So, you know, even if the catfish is full of mercury, I feel like at this point I have my you've eaten seafood that has a lot of mercury tolerance, which we call the Maryland blue crab.
Why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame? 844-999-OLA.
I remember asking my father about that. I'm like, why do we eat it then? He's like, because it's good.
I'm like, oh, okay. I have a couple of cousins that live in a certain area. I think where Miles used to live. And it was always like, the water there is filthy and blah, blah, blah. And then you always go, why do you guys live there? Well, it's a lot more affordable.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Like, you catch fish like crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
On magazine, man. Just
because there's like, so I'm pretty sure in that one area, there's still days where you're allowed to put your feet in the water.
Yes.
And days where you're not.
Right. Your feet.
But you can always crab.
You know, oh yeah.
You can always get on the dock and crack.
Steam it out.
Yeah.
You can eat anything in the water, just don't touch the water yourself. Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
All right. So it was my dad that had his 15 minutes of fame.
All right.
Yeah, I don't remember how long ago it was like the late 80s, early 90s, something like that. He got in the paper as the Burien Sniper.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm guessing that's not a positive.
Was he, in fact, the Burien Sniper?
Yeah.
And what was he shooting?
Lights and car wash lock.
Okay, much better than the DC Sniper, so I feel a little better about this. How long had they been looking for him?
It was just one day.
That's
it? One night. Him and his buddy were up on their porch. They were up on the top of a hill in Burien, and they could see the lights of the high school stadium and a car wash at the bottom of the hill.
So why not?
They pulled out this rifle. It was a 30 cal. It was like a 30-06 or a 308 or something like that. And they sat on the porch, and they fired a shot and ran inside, put the rifle away, came back out. And they sat, and they waited, and they waited. Nothing came of it. Did that a couple of times. And then they started doing it down at the car wash at the change machine, trying to shoot the lock out of it. And then they realized there were no cars going by. There was nothing happening near them.
Well, that's a good thing since they were shooting stuff up.
Huh?
That's probably a pretty good idea since they were shooting up the place.
Yeah. So they all put it away, and that's when they realized the cops were surrounding them about a block out.
Not a good thing, it turns out.
How long did your dad spend in jail?
No time at all.
Oh, okay.
Well, how do you get out of that?
They went in to trial and everything. I mean, it might have been the week to get to trial or whatever it was, but they go in and the rifle was there as evidence, of course. So my dad says to the judge, look through the scope of that rifle out into the parking lot and tell me the license plates. And it was basically the idea of, if I was trying to shoot a person, I would have hit a person.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
They were saying he was trying to shoot
so they charged him with the wrong thing.
Right. Basically, okay. he got away with it because they upgraded it.
Yeah, it's like saying, like, you started a fire. And he said, no, I'm shooting this rifle at things.
Right.
And they're like, okay, well, forget it then. We thought you started the fire.
Pretty much, yeah.
I can't say that one.
Once again, Men's Room Colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
That's all right, though. I mean, I would hope that if I have to go to court, that the charge I end up hearing is way above my pay grade. So
right.
To say,
oh, yeah,
you are here for homicide. Like, bro, I was driving 95 miles an hour with a hooker in the car. Sure. But I didn't kill anybody.
No.
So, right. It's all good. If we're here for the homicide thing, like, no, I'm money, man. I'm money on this.
Why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame? 844-999-OLA.
I will say this, and Miles, this won't impress you much because you had a friend who you've brought up before who appeared on the same show, I believe. But when they were filming the show Homicide in Baltimore, God, everything in Baltimore is negative. The show Homicide, which was a very good show, my buddy Tony ended up getting a small role on the show, and he got to play a drug dealer, which if you knew Tony's the funniest thing because he's the opposite of that. He did an outstanding job, and they kind of sent him this pre-cut of it, if you will. So I remember going there. It's on VHS at the time. And it was just cool to see my buddy kind of on the corner. The cops are shaking someone down. He doesn't have a lot of words, but he got to play a bit of a tough guy. I'm really excited for him. He's very ego-driven. He feels great about it. Now, the final cut makes it onto the primetime lineup. Yeah, he at the editing room floor.
Oh, no way. That sucks.
He didn't even get his 15
minutes.
Dude,
I'll tell you this real quick. My buddy Johnny Panzarella used to work on Unsolved Mysteries, that show where they would simulate what really happened. Okay. He was involved in a scene in a crime that happened in Annapolis, Maryland in, 1870. The crime had never been solved. All right. He played the bartender in owner in this role. He was the person who murdered someone. He had to carry a card with him that said he wasn't the person that murdered someone.
From 1870.
Correct. Not only that, someone came up to him and said, you're the guy who killed that woman in Annapolis.
In 1870.
Correct. This is 1994. It's a TV show.
Right.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
This is pretty cool. Dog owner taught her a dog to perform CPR in 45 minutes by watching a video on the internet.
Senior shelter officer Tanya Butler said it took her Boxy Pixie 3 less than an hour to learn the life-saving move. Now when Tanya lies motionless on the floor and is unresponsive, Pixie will leap into action and pound on her chest in exactly the right place. She is so good, the animal management worker had to start putting a book under her top during training to stop him from hitting her so hard. She taught the trick to the dog for fun during lockdown, but hopes she'd be able to help save a life now if she needed to. 45 minutes.
Let me ask your confidence in this. All right, so it's you, Miles. You say, dude, I have taught my dog to do CPR, much like she has, provide all the video evidence, and it is impressive to watch. But I would ask you, all right, you're at home, it's you and the dog, I mean, stop breathing, whatever the deal is. But would you rather be me here or the dog?
I mean,
the dog is the right answer, by the way, only because I hate your guts. But generally speaking, would you? I understand. It looks great, and she gives the command, she does her thing, and it's cool. But I don't know how great I would feel about it.
Well, if you have a service animal and you're someone that could teach the dog, who's a service animal, to be able to do that. But it's possible to teach a dog to do CPR. And in this case, 45 minutes. Granted, that's probably...
I live alone. I would love to have that dog there.
I would just say, I read that this morning and my first thought, and this is true. My dog ate a shoe yesterday.
Yeah. So would he eat the peanut butter blob that's stuck in the back of my throat out? Would it lick it out so I could breathe? You know, like I teach these dogs.
That's what goes down with
tricks, you.
You
know what I'm saying?
Any dog would save your life in peanut
just
butter.
Real quick, Paul, what would be better, choking on peanut butter or part of a crab cake?
Did you choke on part of a crab cake?
I'm just asking a simple question.
I would say
peanut butter makes more sense.
I would rather have a crab cake in my mouth, but I can't imagine that I would choke on
it. I would chew it.
I think there was some asparagus involved, too.
Was this lately?
No.
So within the last week?
Actually, no.
No?
Two weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks? What did you do? Did you panic?
I took a deep breath and...
coughed it out?
Yeah.
How many different foods have you almost choked on? Because I feel like if there's a I almost choked on story, I know you have the oyster, there's something else.
The oysters happened twice. Once, like, years ago. And then once with you guys. But now I can eat them as I chew them.
Right.
Yeah,
maybe you should eat on camera. You know what I mean? Like on Zoom. And that way, if anything happens, someone could call 911. Oh, if you just fall off. You know
right. They know. Or get a dog.
The crab cake was just delicious, and the vegetables were good. I just kind of whooped it down too quickly.
Why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame? 844-999.
It's going to be a day where Ted's not here, man.
I know.
And we're all going to know. It's like, he choked on the crab cake. We're sorry.
Well, I'm just asking a question. I don't know if peanut butter is any better.
But peanut butter
makes more sense.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
I would rather be eating a crab cake, but as far as my memory goes, I prefer to be peanut butter.
They said he accidentally swallowed a chicken bone or whatever. You go, all right. You know what I mean?
Actually, I'd rather go down for having smoked a chicken bone than choking.
It's worse than drowning when you're drinking water. I think that would be the worst of all. You know, if you make that mistake.
Can you drown while you're drinking water?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a way to do it. It's almost an effort. So there's people that over-drink water. Typically, it's involved in like a challenge, right? Can you drink 3 gallons of water? And it's like, yeah, you can, much the same way the glass is chewable. Like, it's a terrible idea. So it has happened where people drink too much. There was a radio station, years ago, years and years before we got to Seattle. So 16 years ago or more, and the radio station itself got into trouble. Because they had some kind of competition. I don't know, the competition was tickets for something, whatever.
No, it was for a wee. And the idea was, how long could you hold your urine in? You know what I mean? Right. And then you're drinking a lot, and that was the end of that, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's when we found out you can, in fact, drown.
Why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame? 844-999-OLA.
What you gonna do?
Hello, Ray. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. By the way, Ted, real quick, someone says, Ted, I'm with you. I've choked on so much food, it's not funny. Someone else says, Ted needs a strict baby food diet, followed by noodles. I always choke on noodles. I don't chew them up enough. So you're not alone.
Yeah, and it's not like it's all the time. It's just like I just did it the other day, and it just scares the crap out of you.
You got to be careful.
You
got to
think you're
going to
die.
We
yes.
got plenty of time. Chew.
Chew my food. Sometimes you just take a bite that's a little bit bigger.
Right. I told my daughter that for years. Chew, please, chew. God, help me. Chew.
So what's your 15 minutes, Ray?
All right, so this wasn't me, but this is somebody I went to college with. So we used to sit around and play spades all the time.
Well, I had to play spades.
It turned out that this guy was a convicted serial killer.
Jesus!
A convicted serial killer.
Wait, so he'd already done his time? Wait, He had done time for serial killing and they let his ass out?
No. So he was killing girls while we were going to college together.
Ah.
And then about, I don't know, a year later, he got picked up by the cops in my hometown for killing 10 plus prostitutes.
Jeez.
Wow. And the only reason they found out is because one got away.
Let me ask you a question here. Wow. When you were hanging out with this guy, playing spades and all that, were the killings actively going on around you guys at that time?
As far as we know, yes.
Jesus. And I mean, what is the sensation you get physically when you piece this together and realize that at the time that you're hanging out with this dude or whatever, that he's doing this stuff?
So when I found out because my girlfriend at the time had called me and said, hey, you need to get down to the Juliet, and we're right by his house. So I came down there, and I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, they just arrested Kendall Francois. And I said, for what? She goes, he's a serial killer. I was like, what? He's like, yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
That is crazy.
The reason I wanted to know, honestly, man, because I want to get a gauge of how you guys are going to feel when you find out about me. I just wanted to know. It's going to be devastating to you if you're like, yeah, I could see that. Or like, I knew the whole time. I just didn't know. So I just wanted to get a gauge of how to affect you guys.
You have serial killer traits.
I don't know why that insults people. Why is that?
I don't know. Everybody's like, it's a lot to expect. And a lot of times they're white.
So in other words, you expect me. The last guy. What you just said is you fully can see me doing it.
No. Why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame?
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.